Cavalera, you're Monday, August 31st Street. A pretty quiet day on the patch side, but the community has been anything but idle. On today's menu, a ship vote heating up, a delay that keeps stirring the pot, and a siege of Orison weekend that's still dividing opinion. Let's start with the game itself. No new patch this cycle. Live stays on Alpha 4.10 Siege of Orison, and the hotfix channel remains open for stabilization. The last hotfix, dropped on Friday, fixed a rather amusing audio bug. The super heavy armor kept making noise even after you'd taken it off. Several server-side fixes also went out across the weekend to reduce the most frequent crashes. The team say they're still investigating unusually long interaction delays popping up all over the game. And no PTU cycle is open right now. All the effort is going toward consolidating 4.10 on live, rather than spinning up a new wave of testing. The only official communication today concerns the ship showdown. The popular vote has picked the four finalists for this 2956 edition, and each one already comes with a special paint job and a challenge token. We've got the RSI Perseus, a modern take on the famous gunship for civilian and paramilitary operations, the Drake Corsair, equally at home exploring or fighting, Origin's very first heavy fighter, carrying that signature sleek aesthetic the brand is known for, and a heavy dropship designed as a combined arms platform, with room for cargo, troops, and light vehicles. The overall winner will also hand out a flight jacket to its supporters. Voting is open right now, so if you've got a favorite, now's the time. Now let's talk about what's really occupying Spectrum and Reddit, because both forums have been spinning around the exact same two topics for days, with no official word to cool things down. The first is the Squadron 42 delay to early 2027, and how conveniently it lines up with the GTA 6 release window. The most upvoted thread of the cycle asks why Squadron 42 wasn't shown at Gamescom if it's genuinely 6 months out. Others push the logic further, with a knowing kind of sarcasm. If the delay is purely about GTA 6, does that mean the game is actually done? And if so, why not commit to a firm date? One thread is calling for a playable demo to back up CIG's claims about where development stands, and another goes as far as pointing to contradictions in the CIG president's recent statements. Over on Reddit, the tone is sharper still. One post notes that GTA 6's release date has been known since last November, which rather undercuts the idea of anyone being caught off guard, and another suggests Chris Roberts might as well just ship Squadron 42 now, since there's only about 6 weeks of breathing room before GTA 6 anyway. Not everyone is piling on, though. One thread actually argues that launching close to GTA 6 could, in the long run, work in Squadron 42's favor. The second topic is the reception of Siege of Orison in its second version. Criticism is aimed at the on-foot combat, which many find weak regardless of bugs, at the mission design itself, and at its length, which feels too drawn out for what it actually delivers. One thread sums up the mood by saying the event is now played for the loot, not the fun. But a post generating a lot of reaction on Reddit adds some perspective, pointing out an entertaining contrast. The in-game general chat seems fairly happy with the patch, while the forum atmosphere is considerably darker. Goes to show the weather changes depending on which window you're looking through. Beyond those two main topics, Spectrum is keeping its usual running debates alive. The actual usefulness of in-space refueling in its current state, the awkward coexistence of two loot systems that, according to several players, work well in neither case, and a recurring call for client-server desync to finally be treated as a priority. One player recounts, with a certain weary fatalism, having hit 13 server errors back-to-back, and another complains, with barely concealed irony, about not being able to get their ship to spawn in a game called Star Citizen. A longtime forum regular also posted a farewell message, summing up a deeper kind of burnout, which remains one of the most commented threads of the cycle. The weekend also brought its usual dose of community problem-solving. One player shared a workaround for getting the super-heavy armor unstuck when it wouldn't come off, equipping and stowing each piece individually. Another flagged a more serious bug, an instant death after inserting access cards in an executive hangar despite indicators showing secure access. On the creative side, one fan rebuilt the Anvil Arrow entirely in Lego bricks using an existing official set, while another captured a sunrise over Orison that for once, nobody seems to have any complaints about. On the schedule front, nothing dated this time beyond the ship showdown vote already mentioned, which remains open. The verse by the numbers, to wrap up, $259,000 raised yesterday, and a total that now exceeds $1.041 billion. That was Cavalera. Have a good Monday, everyone, and fly safe. Or don't.